Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Lowry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Werber trying to get to second. Simmons throws the ball into Appling, who tags Werber for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Swanson moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Swanson moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is called out on strikes. One out. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinkle hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura is called out on strikes. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ostermüller for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Boken reaches second base with a double. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Boken scores. Majeski moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Majeski scores. Jones scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cook is walked intentionally. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinkle strikes out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 2 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes bunts towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Ostermüller covering. Safe. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bochan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Dykes scores. Bochan moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones bunts towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Bochan moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Bishop pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Moose Salters pinch hits for Gordy Hinkle. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, White Sox, 5. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Bill Cecil now playing shortstop. Rick Farrell now catching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Johnson now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-4 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Bob Seeds now playing right field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. Simmons moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.